647, 1110, KBND. This is normally where I would be introducing Dave Jarvis, but since he's gone, it takes two of us to fill his shoes. As far as the Blazers went last night, Wesley Matthews scored 25 points to lead Portland to a 111-102 victory over the Nuggets. Raymond Felton added 23 points. Jamal Crawford scored 22 off the bench. Gerald Wallace and LaMarcus Aldridge each added 13 points, while Marcus Camby grabbed 12 boards for the Blazers.
And Blazers forward LaMarcus Aldridge says they tried to stay away from an up-tempo style game.
We were just starting to play a little bit faster than, you know, we normally play. I think they ran it at us, so we started running it back at them. And I think we had played too fast at times.
The Blazers have now improved to 3-0 on the season, but their next test comes up New Year's Day, Sunday, when the Blazers face the L.A. Clippers. You might remember that's where Chris Paul is these days.
And Sunday also marks the final day of the regular season in the NFL. A full day of action will be capped by a Sunday night showdown between the Cowboys and Giants for the NFC East title. Giants running back Brandon Jacobs says he's very excited for Sunday's game.
It's going to be a great game. You know, if this is what you live and die for, if you're a football player, to be in a situation like this and have everything on your back.
Several teams will be jockeying for playoff positioning, and three postseason spots are still up for grabs.
Kobe Bryant scored 28 points. He led the Lakers to a 98-82 win over the Knicks. Lakers have won two straight after opening the season with two straight losses. Carmelo Anthony had 27 points for New York, which has now dropped to two in a row.
And Terrell Owens is reportedly close to returning to the football field. ESPN reports the 38-year-old wide receiver is close to signing with the Allen Wranglers of the Indoor Football League. Owens has been unable to find the NFL suitor, since undergoing knee surgery during the offseason.
Remember, Rose Bowl comes up on Monday. For whatever reason, all this big NFL schedule going on Sunday, they've had to push the Rose Bowl to the next day. So
apparently
Oregon,
they're busy on Sunday,
apparently
right?
Apparently they are.
Yeah.
Oregon and Wisconsin, Monday afternoon, 1 o'clock is the pregame show. 2 o'clock will be kickoff. And if you can't be in Pasadena like Linda Weber, well, our winner, who, by the way, thanks to Coors Light, is going down to see the game in person.
And she's taking her husband instead of us?
Well, we tried. All right, so head on down to the D&D for Monday's game. It'll be, again, pregame at 1, kickoff at 2 o'clock.